Okay, so we're on Kuf Zion Amud Beis, from the very top, second line, Tashma. I'm still trying to sort of attack the approach of Shmuel, right? Who argues that a woman whose husband goes to Midas Hayam, so she's not able to collect mizonos. And the question is, you know, he says, and as opposed to the other opinions that she can, and even Shmuel is only within certain times, not within the first 3 months. Everyone agrees that within that time, definitely not. And once they find that he died, so everyone agrees also that she definitely can collect. So he's always finding himself in the middle. But what's the general rule? So we're trying to each time kind of attack his approach, and each time he kind of fends us off. So let's see where we go now. So Tashma, Evama Gimel Chadashim Rishonim, Nizonis Mishal Baila. So if a woman's husband passes away, and they had no children, and he has a brother, right? So the first 3 months after the husband passes away, so she gets financed by the husband's estate. She's not yet allowed to marry the Yavam, right? Because of Havchana, you have to have those 3 months between the two marriages to make sure that she's not pregnant. So during those first 3 months, she gets she is financed by her late husband's estate. Then going forward, while she's kind of just waiting around, as if she marries Yavam, so then she doesn't get mizonos not from the husband or from the Yavam, because there's nobody who's like responsible at that point. But Amar Bedin Ubarach. But let's say they came to Beis Din now, and he's told, so he's now time for him to go ahead and do Amar Bedin Rashi says, but Amar Lo Knos O Chalutz, right? He's basically given an ultimatum. And do Chalitza or do Yivam. And then he runs away. Right? Baruch. And so he leaves. So he's not doing what he's supposed to do. So then Nizonis Mishal Yavam. So then she gets Mizonis from him. But what do you see? You see that after those initial 3 months, there's now again an expectation that someone's going to be taking care of her, right? Either the Yavam or the husband, etc. So Amar Lo Chashmua. So sounds like Akasha and Shmuel, which one's not true. Amar Lo Chashmua, Lamai Neichoshav. What are you talking about? This tastes not the same. What are you worried about? Lamai Neichoshalahai. Imishim Tsare Lomakar Daite. Meaning, Ligaba. Meaning, what's the concern? Meaning, the Yavam has to finance her. Good. Right? But again, there was two possible things we were worried about, reasons why she wouldn't be able to collect, right? One reason was Mishum Tsare, that maybe her husband had already given her money, and that's why she shouldn't collect, right? But in that case, they're not going to be worried about that. They're not married yet, right? So there's no concern the Yavam had already given her a pile of cash before he ran away. They had no connection to each other yet, right? They didn't have a relationship, right? And Imishum Maisiyadea, and the other possibility was that maybe the reason she can't collect is because he'd already said to her, look, you keep your earnings, and I don't have to take care of you. But again, no mishtav delay. At this point, they don't have a connection yet. Again, so she doesn't have she's always keeping her maaseh there at that point. That's not the conversation. So we don't have either scenario to be concerned that she shouldn't be collecting. So that's why in this case, the case of Yavam is unique. The Shomeres Yavam is unique. That of course she gets to collect from the Yavam when he leaves, because again, we don't have any reason to believe that he's already set up some type of financial structure for her. And therefore, that's why. But in a normal case, where it's her regular husband, she was married to before, and then these concerns come back, and then, so Shmuel says, so that's what I'm talking about. That this case is unique, so don't bring me a kashrut in this case. Fine. So Tashma. Try again. Hayisha shahalcha hi ubaila l'binizyam. So this case where the woman and the husband went away together to dinasyam. Ubas ve'amra, now she returns. And she says, meis bali. She says, well, while we were gone, my husband passed away. Ratza nizonis, ratza gobu ksubasta. If she wants, she can start collecting mizonos. And if she wants, she can just collect the ksuba and be done. Girshani, bayali, but if she says that her husband divorced her while they were away, mis parneses veholeches ad kadei ksubasta. Then she can get parnasa, but only until she collects the full ksuba. Because once she's been divorced, she doesn't have the possibility of collecting mizonos before the ksuba, meaning all she gets is a ksuba if she was divorced. But regardless, again, the husband's in Medina Siam, and she comes back and says, daddy died, and what happens? They, again, she starts to collect, she collects mizonos right away. So another kasha, again, once again, seems to be a kasha on Shmuel. So answer the Gemara again, no, hachanami, kishishamu boshe meis. We already said this before, right? If the case was that they were edim, that he had died, so then everybody agrees. Everybody agrees when it's edim that he died, that she collects mizonos, that's not questioned. So that must be the case here also. Again, here the case is that she argues that he died. So so certainly here, they had edim that he died, so then we're certainly going to give her mizonos, but then that's not. But then that's no longer a kasha on the sheet of Shmuel. Shmuel agrees in that case. Fine. Fine. So umayishna ad kedek subasa. Right. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Why in this case do we say she can only collect up until the ksuba? She gets mizonos. You know, because her husband passed away. So answer the Gemara, dihihi dafsida nafshe. Well, this case is a little bit different. If she claims that she was divorced, Rashi says ihi dafsida nafshe sha'amra girshani, right? Ugrusha in lamazonos, right? Meaning in the case where she says that he divorced her, so she's the one who's claiming that there was a divorce. If there is a divorce, then she gets is a ksuba. She doesn't get mazonos. If she wouldn't have claimed that and just would have said that he died, so then she would have considered continuing getting mazonos. But regardless, it's not a successful attack on Shmuel. Okay, Tashma, try again. Ketzad amru mima enes ein la mizonos. What is the scenario where a mima enes doesn't get mizonos? Right, we've talked about this many times. That miyun is when a katana is married off by her mother or her brother to an adult, and then she decides she doesn't want to be married to him anymore. If she's still a katana at that time, she doesn't have to get a get. She can just do miyun. She just says I'm not interested. Right, she can just walk away from the relationship. So, in what case do we say that a girl who does miyun, mima enes, she doesn't get mizonos from her husband? Iyata yachol lomar v'yosheva tachas baila, and it can't be when she's living with her husband, sharei baila chayv mizonos, because in that case, the baal has to give her mizonos. Elak agon, shahalach baila medina siyam, what must be the case? So the idea of a woman who's a mima enes not getting mizonos must be when her husband leaves and he goes to Medina Siam, lovesa va'achla. So while he's away, she borrows money and she uses that money to get for a parnasa for herself so she can eat. And amda umina, and then she goes ahead and she gets up and says, you know what? Now I don't want to be with my husband anymore. And at that point, she doesn't get any mizonos. So taima dimina. Halomiana yavidala. As it sounds like, the only reason this is true, right, the reason she loses her chance to get mizonos is because she did a miyun, right? Because she separated herself from him. But otherwise, it sounds like he would have to again be financing her while he went away. That's what it sounds like. So again, Kashan Shmuel. So Amlecha Shmuel, no, Hachala my Nechasha. Again, same point here. Yeah, you're right. He does have to finance her. Why is that? Because we don't have the concerns that we, again, those two concerns that we talked about before don't apply to this girl. Why? So, hachla manechasha, what am I worried about? Imishum tsarei, tsarei le katana lo matvis. No one would leave a pile of cash for a katana. She's not responsible. So no one leaves money like that for a katana. So you don't have to worry that maybe he made a deal with her and left her money ahead of time. Right? And the imishum maisiadeha, katana lo safka. And you might say, because maybe he said, you'll make money and then you'll take care of yourself, and I won't give him mizonos. She's a child. She's not going to make enough money to take care of herself. So again, there's no reason to believe that he set up that plan either. And therefore, since there's no concern that either of those plans happened, that he made a plan with her before he left, we again have to. There, even Shmuel agrees that she is that he's required to be mefanish to provide mizonos. Fine. So much is fine. But bottom line, my havila. How do we paskin after all this? Right, we tried to knock Shmuel out. We couldn't knock him out. It doesn't mean we paskin like him, but we couldn't bring any proofs that he's wrong. So, but Lemaisa, how do we paskin? So ki as Rav Dimi Amar Maisa Balifnei Rabbi Bebeis Sha'ari. So when Rav Dimi came to Eretz Yisrael, he told a story and he said that a Maisa came in front of Rabbi in Beis Sha'arim upasak lemizonos, and he said, the woman gets mizonos while her husband's in Medina Siyam. Right? Sounds like again Shmuel. Lefnei Rabbi Yishmael, b'tzipori v'lo pasach mizonos. And there was a story when someone came to Rabbi Yishmael in Tzipori, and he did not allow the woman to get mizonos. Okay, sounds like Shmuel. Okay. So, and Tai bar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was very surprised. But he says, "V'chimah ra Rabbi Shmuel shlo pasuk lemazonos." Why did Rabbi Shmuel not give him money? Not give him mazonos? Halo nechlu bnei kohanim gedolim v'chanan el the inyan shavua. Right, avam mazoni yavinla. Right, bnei kohanim gedolim from our Mishnah. Right, and Chanan, they only had an argument about whether she should take a shavua at the beginning and not take a shavua at the beginning. But they all agreed that she should get the mazonos. So Amalei Rav Shimon bar Abba kvar targama Rabbeinu Shmuel bebavel kishashamu bosh emes. Right, again, so the point is, because Rav Shimon bar Abba already explained, right, that explained Shmuel and Bavel that what was the case. Shmuel's case was that kishashamu bosh emes, when they heard that he passed away, so everyone agrees in that case that he gets mizonos. So that's why so it must be that's the reason why he they gave him mazonos. Fine. And that everyone agrees. Like Yisham Bosh Amei, she gets mazonos. Fine. So Amalei Patrisa Ba Kulei Hai. Right. So he said back to him, "Did you really? That's really your answer, right?" So Ki Asa Ravin Amar Ma'isa Ba Lifnei Rabbi Beishar and Velo Pasuk Lamazonos Lifnei Rabbi Shmuel But Sibar Pasuk Lamazonos. Again, same two stories. One said that they gave her mazonos, once they didn't. And Amr Yochan, Ma Ra Rabbi Shlo Pasuk La. And what Yochan said, what did Rabbi see? That he didn't, that he didn't give her. The Halo Nechlu Chanan Ubnei Konam Gdolim, Ela Inin Shavua Av Amazonos Yavin La. Right? So Amr Lai, Rabbi Shim Bar Abba, Kvar Tagma Shmua Bababa Kishashamu Boshe Meis, Amr Lai, Patricia Bakul. Again, same story and the same question. So what do we do here? So v'hilchasa kavasi derav. Fine, but lemaisa we pass in like Rav. We poskin mizonos to eshes ish, and we give mizonos to this woman when she's married. V'hilchasa kavasi derav huna amarav da amarav huna amarav yechol yisha shete amar labayla any mizonos any osa. We've seen this halacha many times. Right, that we also paskin that a woman can say to her husband, "Don't give him mizonos, and I won't give you my." Ma'isa yadai, right? She can keep her earnings, and he doesn't provide for her. V'hilchas l'kavaisa de Rav Zvid bekunya the Am Rav Zvid hani mane de kunya these glazed vessels chivare ve'uchme sharu yiruke asire. There were certain glazed
types of kalim that they say if they're white or uchme.
That was okay, and if they were green, that was aser. V'lo amrin el de leisbuhu kartufne, abay isbuhu kartufne asire. So Rashi says, what does this mean? If they're white, they're okay. If they're green, they're not okay. Rashi says, yiruke asire le'inin chamis bepesach v'gi'ule ovdei kochavim v'yayin nesach. Right. So we're talking about a question of chametz and pesach, or about yayin nesach and things like that. And chivare shari, wives with white ones are okay. Rashi says, "Lefisha oferes machlik esacheres ve'eno manichol divloa." Because when they put the glaze on it, so it like covers up the earthenware, and now it's not going to absorb tam anymore. About yirukim, right? But the green ones, meurav tsarif shekorin alum besocha oferes v'hu az u'mechalchel esacheres u'boleya. Right? Basically, the different colors is a different type of glaze, and one of them would ward off blios, right, and one of them would not, and therefore that that would allow if it's warding off the blios, then I can kasher it, it'll be fine. If not, then it won't. But if it was a kartufe, if it has cracks in it, so then for sure it's aser, because then we know the things will get inside, and once things get inside, you always hit this on. All of the kosher organizations, anytime something has a crack, they say you can't kosher it because you're nervous that the blios got inside the cracks, then you can't get them out. And that's why they were machmir on such a case. Fine, I guess once we were quoting the halacha in this case, in our case, we threw in two other cases that they had paskin on that day. Fine. Okay. So why don't we at least read the next Mishnah, right? So we'll get ourselves to the bottom of the page. Okay, so next Mishnah. Mi shahalach l'mdina sayam the Amad Echad Upirnes es Ishto. So someone went to Medina Sayam, and someone went ahead and took care of the finances of that guy's wife while he was away. So Chanan Omer Ibedes Ma'osof. So Chanan says,
That's so nice that he did that, but he doesn't get his money back. Rashi says, Chanan Omer Uyibet is Ma'osav, Shalom Amarti Lecha Helvani Vani Ephra. He didn't say, I'll lend you the money. Right? Or she didn't say to him, lend me the money, and the husband didn't say, lend me the money and I'll pay you back. Avalim Hilva Sa'isha, Ma'osav Mizono Seh. But if she had asked and said, hey, can you lend me the money? Right? Amanasha Teshalim Lo. With the condition that she'll end up paying him back, right? Who tova? He can go back there and say, hey, if you pay back my money, vi tova sabal. And then she can go back to her husband and say, you owe me the mizono, so then you end up getting paid back. Vi yishalim. Kid arm le'el b'ma enes v'lav sava achla v'amda v'miyana tam d'miyana halo miyana mishalim. That's what I mentioned before, but the miyun. Right? If she had borrowed money and didn't do miyun, then the husband would have to pay back. So the point is, if she leaves, if the husband leaves and she's left there, and some guy comes over and says, look, I'll take care of you, and he starts, paying for her. She never asked for a loan or anything like that. So then when the husband comes back, he loses his money because they never made a deal that he was going to have to, that he was giving her a loan only, and that would be paid back. He just was, kind. Nechlechu alav, b'nei kohanim gedolim. B'nei kohanim gedolim to argue. V'amru yishba, right? Kama hotzi v'yitol. No, rather, they say no. She can actually take he can take a shua how much he gave her, and then he can collect it back, presumably from the husband afterwards. So, and presumably the reason is because the husband is responsible, right? The husband is responsible to finance her, and if he's not doing so, so then and someone else steps in and does it. It's like ki'ilu he gave him a loan, right? Because that was his responsibility, and he didn't do it. I'm Rabbi Dosa ben Hirkanis kidivrayim. I'm Rabbi Yocham ben Zakkai Yafa Amar Chanan. Hiniach ma'osav al keren tzvi, right? And Rabbi Yochanan says, that Chanan said right. Why that this guy who gave the money without making any type of deal ahead of time? It's like he left his money on the horns of a deer. So meaning you're not gonna get him back. Right? You're not gonna get him back that way. So it was his mistake. He should never have put his money out there without making some type of deal. So in which case he loses that money, doesn't get it back. Fine. Okay, so we'll pick up from here. I guess we'll figure out exactly what we're going to do as we go into Slichos, but we'll figure it out. We'll post in the Libra now.